You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call or text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Busy, busy show coming your way today. Next hour at this time, Gretchen Jameson will be here from Versity. We're going to talk about how you can donate blood and why it is so important to donate blood and how often you can do it and who can do it and why you should do it and all those good things. That will be coming up at 11:06. Of course, we'll wrap the show up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing Today. Today's thing is from the Stop It, Just Stop It edition. He's slightly crankier edge to today's Tisbet.
Oh, yeah. And folks, you heard Jane correctly. Tisbet.
This shouldn't be a thing.
That's, I like it.
Do you? I do.
We'll
try and make it a thing.
We're building our universe. Only the cool people know what Tisbet is.
Tisbet means, yeah, that's coming up at 11:51. So stick around for that. Just a reminder as well. We are going to be broadcasting the debate between Democratic incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger California guy Eric Hovde. That is going to be this Friday. We will have special pre-debate coverage from our Civic Media news and political teams. And then you can listen to the debate right here on Civic Media, presented by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Foundation. That is this Friday. Our coverage will be starting at 6:45. And one other reminder, there will be a constitutional amendment on the November 5th ballot. I will be voting no. I think, yes. No. No. Vote no. I will be voting no.
Right? Right. Left, right, right.
I will be voting no because this changes one word about who should be allowed to vote. Currently, it reads every citizen, every U.S. citizen. They want to change it to only U.S. citizens, which in my estimation and the estimation of the League of Women Voters Wisconsin, this opens the doorway to narrow the definition of who Americans are.
Who only is.
Who falls into that only category. So therefore, I will be voting no.
Mm-hmm. And if you're thinking something to the light of like, well, this is going to keep illegal immigrants and undocumented people. They don't call them undocumented. They're not that respectful. But they look at it from an immigration point of view. That is not what this covers as
no,
well.
No.
And we've talked about this. It will also affect married women. It can affect married women.
Again, depending upon who they choose to eliminate from being able to vote. Yeah. So that's why I am voting no. You do what you think is best, but it's just what I'm just going to throw it out there.
Just my two cents.
Yes, many races going on across Wisconsin now that we have new maps. In today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, from Daniel Bice and Mary Spacuza, Spending and Dewey Strable, Jody Habish, Sinekin race for state Senate sets a record. Big money in this race. Reports show that the candidates, along with two outside groups, have spent more than $2.5 million. With Strable and Sinekin's campaigns currently sitting at another $500,000 in the bank, with less than a month to go before the election, it's 22 days away, the race for the Senate's 8th district could cost more than $3 million.
That just seems not right for a state Senate seat.
Well, what did we spend to get in the Supreme Court race?
Oh,
for Justice Protasiewicz?
A lot.
I mean, that was a first as well as far as the amount of money being spent on these races. And I know Tom from L.A. is probably listening, and it's all this outside money in politics. I would think that most of us could agree that corporations shouldn't be able to buy our elections. That's an aghast face.
$45 million.
45 million?
I knew it was high. I wanted to say 50, but 45 million, which far outpaces the most expensive one, which was 15 million in 2004.
Wow.
It was an important race. Was it $45 million important? Some would say yes, some would say no.
Well, we wouldn't have fair maps.
I'm sure if you listen.
Or fairer maps.
If you put your ear to the wind, you can hear Daniel Kelly grumbling somewhere about it. But also remember, folks, it's happening again next year. We got another Supreme Court race. We're not out of the woods election-wise.
This is going to be ongoing.
Yeah.
This is going to be ongoing, much like trying to make more constitutional amendments. Robin Voss, even after they lost in August with the two constitutional amendments they put on there, he said at that time, well, we're going to double down. We're just going to keep doing this in the hopes that people are not paying attention.
And also, folks, don't forget, this constitutional amendment covers something that's already covered. There's already a law saying who can vote. It's not necessary. It's a, what did you call it? It's a solution in search of a problem.
Exactly. Which so many of these voter IDs and all of those things are solutions in search of a problem. This problem does not exist. Non-citizens are not voting in massive numbers in order to affect an election. They're just not.
No.
There is no proof.
What did you say, Jane? There's no what?
Proof.
I thought.
There's nothing to back it up. There's no evidence to back it up as much as Moses Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, says they just know intuitively that it's happening, that it's happening in massive numbers. They just can't prove it.
Oh, it's in their gut. It's in their gut.
They just know. Yeah. Anyway, back to this race. Dewey Strobel was first elected to the current 20th Senate District in 2015. He had served 4 years before that in the Assembly, got drawn into the 8th Senate District. That was held at the time by Representative Dan Knodel, who decided to run for the Assembly rather than face off in a primary. Jody Habish-Sinikin lost the 2023 special election to Knodel by less than 2%.
I remember that, yeah.
I do, too. State records show Sinikin raising and spending more than Strobel. So far, she's raised nearly $1.2 million and spent $1.1 million. Dewey Strobel pulling in $703,000. He spent about $287,000. The other thing that I think that's important to remind people of, if you live in that district, is that Dewey Strobel has called for the release of $50 million in already approved funding in order to put into place new literacy curricula in Wisconsin schools. One little teensy problem with that, Dewey's vice chair of the Joint Finance Committee, and they won't release the money.
Yeah, he's trying to play this whole bipartisan thing.
Oh, yeah.
When he is now forcing schools to get loans to cover the mandated spending they must do.
Yes.
Even though the money is taken in, allocated, ready to go, voted on, and the Joint Finance Committee. Oh, and this is just a fraction. It's a small part of the many tens of millions of dollars that the Joint Finance Committee is sitting on as well. Whether it's PFAS, hospitals, schools, you name it, Dewey Strobel's doing nothing because he sits on that JFC and he's like,
I don't have to.
It's been a long, I'm on a 10-month vacation, folks.
Don't bother me.
Hey.
Don't bother me
right
now. I got to
run for office in a while and I got things to do.
So if you happen to attend an event, perhaps where Mr. Strobel is, you may want to ask him about that.
Yeah.
About mandating this new literacy program in Wisconsin schools. So the schools must implement this. Getting approval for this money and then refusing to release the money. I think that's a question worth asking.
I think that's a very good question worth asking. I mean, I would even say if you wanted to, you could go maybe get on your phone.
And call.
And give a call. His number is very, very look upable, which I'm doing right now. That's right. I said look upable. It's 608-266-7513. That is 608-266-7513. And say, hey, person answering the phone, why isn't Senator Strobel releasing the funds for schools?
And forcing schools to take out loans?
I thought he cared about children and education. I thought he cared about bipartisan measures.
Fiscal responsibility.
Fiscal responsibility. Investment in the future.
Our children.
Why is he not helping?
855-752-4842 if you would like to join our conversation. Jack from Merrimack is on the line. Good morning, Jack. How you doing?
Good morning, Jeff, Peachy Keen, thank you.
Good.
The constitutional amendment proposal, as you say, is definitely a solution in search of a problem. In my opinion, the whole purpose of that is so that, for example, when people like my handyman, who has a very strong Hispanic accent, was born in the United States, so is a United States citizen. But people like that, it's the perfect way to challenge and say, well, can you prove you're a citizen? Do you have a passport, for instance? But if you want a constitutional amendment, here's one that I think we really should have. It should say something like, once the legislature and the governor approve funding, that funding shall be spent.
Yeah.
And no committee or subcommittee has the power to hold up that spending.
That's a great idea, Jack.
I love that.
That is a fantastic idea. Of course, they would never actually do that because that would actually get things done. And we all know Wisconsin's Republican-led legislature prides themselves on accomplishing as little as humanly possible. They're kind of in the race with the House.
I was going to say, the only people who are doing it better than the Wisconsin Assembly or the Wisconsin House is the federal Congress.
Yeah.
They're great at doing nothing.
They're the least accomplished Congress of all time, practically.
Currently doing nothing right now.
Which is, again, you got to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jack. Really appreciate you checking in. 855-752-4842. Coming up, should we see their medical records? What are your thoughts? Candidates' medical records, especially for the office of the presidency, should we be able to see those medical records or not? 855-752-4842. We will discuss. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you on the Civic Media Radio Network. She don't mean no harm, she just don't know what else to do about it. Jane says. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. You can call or text, same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 10:30 news, we are coming back with a segment called We'll Bus You In, But You Can Never Leave. There was an event over the weekend in the deserts of California. Things didn't exactly go. Maybe it did go as planned.
Maybe that was the plan along.
Maybe that was the plan. I'm not sure. We'll talk about that coming up after the 10:30 news. Right now, though, wanted to talk about candidate medical records. Kamala Harris has released hers. Joe Biden always released his. I believe every president in modern history has released their medical records.
Yes.
So the populace can be assured that the candidate is healthy enough for what is arguably the most important and most stressful and most difficult job in the world.
Yes. It ages you.
Not Donald Trump.
No.
He is the picture of perfectness.
It's almost like he doesn't work at all to maintain that beautiful orangish glow.
Beach body.
Yeah.
Yep, the beach body. Moses Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House on NBC yesterday, talking to Kristen Welker. He says that Donald Trump does not need to release his records because his physical fitness is already on display. Okay. Johnson says the man works nonstop. He never quits. He probably sleeps 4 hours a night. That's probably not good. He doesn't require as much sleep as the average person. He's an unusual figure. This is the strength we need in a time like this. Kristen Welker came back. Just to be clear, he has not released all of his medical records. He's released two letters from Ronnie Jackson, who was not only he was demoted.
Yeah, folks, let me be your Jane Whisperer for a moment. When she says a name like this, it's a whole heap and helping of hometown sarcasm and derision. I would say.
I think derision.
Randy Jackson.
Ronnie Jackson. Mike Johnson says it's unnecessary for Trump to release his medical records. He's on display every minute, so it's unnecessary. You can see that he didn't release his medical records. You don't want to know about things like his cholesterol level. The American people don't care about the cholesterol level of Donald Trump. They care about the cost of living and the fact they can't pay for groceries. I would like to see his medical records.
Yes.
Especially since nothing was released after he was shot at.
Oh, yeah. No.
We never saw medical reports about that. Was it Ronald Reagan who had prostate cancer when he was serving? We had newspaper articles with visual descriptions of the prostate.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh at that.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I think the American public should be able to see a complete release of his medical records. I don't think that's asking too much.
It's not controversial in my opinion either. I want to see their medical history. I want to see their taxes and any other information that we feel is necessary to know about someone running for the most powerful job in the land, possibly the world. That's not craziness. And to tell me he's not like average human being, I know he's not.
Oh, please.
And
he's on display all the time. Yes, he is.
That's not the display you want because it's not the picture of health. I'm sorry. He
does not look well.
And that is not to say that people who are bigger can't be healthy. You can be. But the way he talks about his life, that is not healthy at all.
855-752-4842. Tom from LA is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jane. I did want to just riff for a second on getting money out of politics and how we must get money out of politics. Even when phone banking this weekend with wisdems.org, that was one area where the Republicans and I could agree on, which was to get all money out of politics and all lobbyists out of politics. And it's because of Citizens United, which there's only one party that's been trying to get rid of money in politics. That's been the Democratic Party through HR1. And also, they're trying to get money out of politics or reverse Citizens United again right now. So I would just really encourage everyone to look at the party that actually doesn't just talk the talk, but walks the walk in terms of trying to get dark money and money completely out of politics.
I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you very much. I mean, I agree with you, and I think a lot of folks agree. I think a lot of folks agree that the Supreme Court should have a code of ethics that is actually enforceable.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah, we shouldn't allow corporations, the wealthiest among us, to be buying our elections. But Supreme Court ruled that money is speech. Money is speech. So if you like that Supreme Court decision and some of the other more recent Supreme Court decisions, then vote for Donald Trump because he's going to have the opportunity to appoint a couple more justices.
Yeah. And
Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas are both getting up there. And so he could pick another 45-year-old, two 45-year-olds to replace them.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just, it's no consequences for actions, no matter who you are, whether it's Donald Trump, whether it's Alito, Clarence Thomas. It's really disheartening and sickening when you think about that too. The idea that Donald Trump could appoint one, if not two more Supreme Court justices. And that's the ball game for about 40 years.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's not hyperbole either.
No, it's not. Andrew from Maine texting in, candidates of any office running for re-election should have a new physical report each cycle. Absolutely.
Yes.
I don't see why this is a wacky idea or extreme or too much.
That's the problem I have is people saying, well, why do we need that? It makes sense. Like, let's not get angry about this. Tell me, you know, I know you gave the reason why he shouldn't have to because he's a picture of health who works
right
more than ever. Like, honestly, what you described does not tell me someone who sleeps 4 hours a night, works all the time, which is that golfing? You're doing 5 rallies a day. You are almost 80 years old. You don't eat right. This is not pictures of health to me. And once again, not saying this as I don't like Donald Trump, saying this as you're a human.
Why does he get to be the exception again? There's always special rules for Donnie. Yep. Always special rules for him. News is coming up next, and then we'll bus you in, but you can never leave. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media, Best and Global Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Coming up at 10:50, we're going to talk about polling. All kinds of poll numbers, people freaking out about the polls. We're going to talk about polls coming up at 10:50. I contacted Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area over the weekend to ask him a couple questions about polling. I have thoughts.
I hope they make me feel better because I'm now in the place of that from where we are now to the election of just it's a matter of what billboard I see where I get this sick feeling in my stomach.
Polls don't vote.
They don't vote. You're not.
Polls don't vote.
Polls don't vote. Yard signs don't vote. But they definitely affect my Monday.
They do. So that's why we're going to talk about polls coming up at 10:50 after the 11 o'clock news. Gretchen Jameson is the executive vice president for Versity, and we're going to talk about the ongoing need for blood donations. What kind of blood, what different kinds of things you can donate, how often you can donate, who should donate, all of those things. If you have questions, please send them in. You can either text them in right now or you can email them to Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Yes, you can. We'll bus you in, but you can never leave. Donald Trump held a rally in a desert in California on Saturday. It was held at the private Calhoun Ranch in Riverside County, about 5 miles outside the city of Coachella. So there's a big music festival in Coachella in the middle of the desert every summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a three-day thing. But so this rally that Donald Trump held at the Calhoun Ranch in Riverside County, it went well initially. They made the attendees take a bus. You couldn't drive to this ranch.
Yeah.
You had to park like 5 miles away, and then they bused you there, and then they were going to bus you back. Unfortunately,
there's more.
The back part, the busing you back part, apparently got a little missed.
Yeah.
When Donald Trump left at about 7 o'clock on Saturday night, people headed out. There were supposed to be 30 buses waiting for them to take them back to their cars. There was one. One bus. They were there for hours.
Yeah.
In the middle of the desert, in the dark. No water, no bathroom facilities, no food. We'll bus you in. but she can never leave.
I said this to you before. As soon as I read this article, or one of the many articles they've been talking, because this has been all, this is a very digestible piece of news right now. So it's, there's lots of articles being written. It reminded me of the Fyre Festival, the original Fyre Festival, where people were just, they're there, and then all of a sudden everything fell apart real quick. I mean, the rally happened.
Yeah.
But getting home was difficult. The food situation was sketchy. Bathrooms. You know, it's just like, is it Donald Trump's Fyre Fest?
Lots of similarities there, Calvin.
Well, I will say that if you're waiting hours for a bus when the distance is 5 miles, you like, I know it was dark, but 5 miles you should be able to do in 2 hours. If it was between sit and wait for 4 hours or walk for 2 hours, I think I would have walked for 2 hours.
Well, certainly if you're physically capable of that,
yeah.
From what I have been reading, there are a lot of elderly people there.
Yes.
Who are probably not going to be able to schlep 5 miles. Especially in the, I mean, you get to be older, you worry about falling. Bad things happen mm-hmm. when old people fall, or can happen when old people fall. So I don't know if I want to go trudging through the desert in the dark.
Oh,
to get to my car.
And, but that's also, I mean, okay, so I worked in campaigning. I know, like, when you're running a campaign, you have to have a contingency plan. And this speaks a lot to the national campaign, the state campaign, the county, or the, I should say parties, state, local, and national parties. There should have been phone calls made to supporters saying, hey, can you come pick us up?
Yeah.
Can you come just take 3-4 people?
Exactly.
You only have to do it like 2-3 times. It should take you about half an hour, hour at the most. We'll give you a bumper sticker or whatever.
Yep.
And you could have had this problem mitigated and then said, like, there was a problem with the buses, but we took care of it. Our party members in Riverside County or whatever county that is, it could have been
that's a
really
great point.
Well handled, but instead, nothing.
Yeah, they stranded them there.
Yeah.
For hours.
Yeah, I saw someone joke in a TikTok comment that, Trump doesn't pay overtime, so all the bus drivers went home for the night.
He doesn't. Well, he said that himself. He doesn't pay overtime. Nope. He won't pay overtime.
No.
He brings in other people.
Plus, it's also not, they don't work for him. You hire, it's not a matter of overtime either. I know it's a joke and everything, but people are talking about that. It's, you hire the bus, you say, the buses are going to, people said that the event went too late. People said that they didn't pay the buses, period. So, like, they got him on. I mean, first of all, if you're entering a commitment with Donald Trump's campaign.
And get paid up front.
You get paid up front. That cash better, that check better clear before you turn an engine on.
Absolutely. 855-752-4842. Tom from West Dallas is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning. Late last night, early this morning, I was watching YouTube, and they were interviewing people at that rally, and there were people wanting the Republicans to launch an investigation on why this happened, because they're blaming the mayor, they're blaming the city, they're telling the Democrats, it's all them. Not one of them thought, wow, maybe Donald screwed up here.
No, of course not. Of course they're blaming everybody, but...
Well, absolutely, Tom, because, again, he's the one who said during the COVID pandemic, I don't take responsibility for anything. And so now, apparently, that's just the mantra of the Trump campaign. If something bad happens, we don't take any responsibility, right, Tom?
Oh, exactly. Why should we? We don't do anything wrong. It's always the other side's fault, not ours.
Yep, exactly. Thank you so much, Tom. Really appreciate you checking in. Thank you for listening.
And I'm going to say something that nobody likes. Nobody's going to like here. It's not Donald Trump's fault anyways. It's not his fault.
What's his, it's his campaign.
It's his campaign's fault. Like people were saying, well, why didn't Donald Trump do anything? He doesn't do anything. It's his campaign. But that goes to show about the people he hires. That goes to show the kind of country he'll run. It will be shoddy. It will be mismanaged. And y'all will be left with no buses to take you home.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast about cults, actually. And I'll connect this so it's not that
Oh,
bad.
We know where you're going.
But... it was like how they react to how, so many cults have they predict the end of the world. And when that comes to pass and their prediction's not right, it often it thins a lot of people out. They leave the cult, say, ah, yeah, this is BS. I should have known, and leave.
Right.
But a lot of them double down and reinvest more in it. And I think kind of with like this kind of thing, there are probably were people at the event that were like, oh boy, this Trump campaign is not run well. What was I doing? But then there are people like Greg said, or Tom said, that are like, well, this must have been the Democrats. Yeah. We have to launch an investigation.
Yeah. The fact that they want to go to the mayor of Coachella, this wasn't a city event. This was held at a private property. And the Trump campaign was the one responsible for setting up the transportation.
Yes.
So I think it's an important point to reinforce, Greg. These are the kinds of competent, best people.
The best people.
All the best people that will be in a second Trump administration, your mm-hmm. least qualified cousin. is going to be organizing the transportation for the next rally. How do you feel about that?
I just love it.
You trust him? You trust him? Really? You do.
What do you do for the Trump? I scheduled the buses.
I book buses.
Yeah. I mean.
And the other thing, too, is this has happened before.
Mm.
There is a CNN article from 2020, October of 2020, when Donald Trump was campaigning in Omaha, Nebraska. Thousands of people watched and cheered in the frigid air as Air Force One took off into the night. Unfortunately, from CNN, for the next several hours, hundreds and hundreds of people who attended the rally were stranded. This is from 2020. They waited for buses that didn't arrive, unable to reach the site because of a clogged two-lane road. So this has happened before.
Ugh.
It almost seems like he just wants these folks there because it looks good on camera. And then after the cameras are off, they don't really care so much. Not such a big thing. It's only thousands of people stuck in the dark in the middle of the desert. No problem. What could possibly go wrong? We're talking about we'll bus you in, but you can never leave. Donald Trump holding a rally in the California desert on Saturday, and essentially he left at 7 o'clock, took off on the plane. They had 30 buses that were there to bring people to the event because parking was 5 miles away. He's very sensitive about people leaving his rallies early.
Yes, very much so.
So one way to make sure that doesn't happen anymore is to make sure you control the outgoing transportation.
It's almost like he built a temporary compound for the day where all of his fans had to be there and couldn't leave.
And couldn't leave.
Ah, what does that sound like to me?
855-752-4842. Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning, Bill. Thanks for joining us. What did you want to say about this?
You know, Trump events give Saturday Night Live way too much work. Way too much work. It's hard to keep up with all of that. But for the listeners of the other side of the fence on your show today, remember, the next Trump event, you can be guaranteed of a few things. There will be a debacle. There will be a big issue. And as far as Trump and his group paying for what they're using in your city, good luck. Have a nice day, fans.
Yeah, but it's so well known, Bill, that Trump doesn't pay his bills. And it's been known for decades, especially in New York. They know this about
him. And I think that's what he's saying, though. He's saying is like you get involved.
This is what you're going to get.
I mean, it's the classic Trump package: misinformation, disinformation, rambling, whatever. And then don't forget, you're not getting paid.
No, you won't get paid.
Ask for it in a deposit.
Thank you so much, Bill. Really appreciate you checking in. You can always join us as well at 855-752-4842. If you have the Civic Media app, you can call and text directly from the app, no matter which show you're listening to across the Civic Media Radio Network, no matter where you are in the state. We would love to hear from you. You can call and text directly to our show right now from the absolutely free Civic Media app. When we return, polling. It's all I saw over the weekend. Polling. New polls. Polls are showing, and everybody's freaking out about the polling. So I had some questions that I ran past Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area.
Yeah.
And I have some thoughts.
You have some thoughts?
I just a few.
I'm hoping that they just make me feel better because every notification I get on my phone now is
it's making you sweat.
It says a new poll and then it doesn't say anything else. And I'm like, I can't. I just can't.
Right. You're not now. Alone. No. I think a lot of people are having poll exhaustion. And so we're going to talk about that coming up. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. An hour from now, 11:51, we will close out the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, from the Stop It, Just Stop It edition, it's a little crankier. It's a little crankier edge to today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
I think it's kind of, it's just crankier today. You have some, you got some crank happening here.
I got
here.
Some cranky today.
Things cranking.
All right. Polling.
Yeah.
All I've been seeing since Friday is the polls are bad and the polls are frightening and the polls are narrowing and polls. So I don't follow polls. We don't talk about them a lot, except usually when Marquette comes out with a new one and Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area will come on and do a breakdown. And I find them really useful in identifying some smaller things, details.
Yeah.
Polls are good at showing some more specific details about particular races, but I do not live and die by polls. And I think we should not live and die by polls. For one thing, polls don't vote.
Correct.
Yard signs don't vote. Flags don't vote. Neither do boats or trucks. They don't vote. We vote.
Folks, you've heard it. You heard it here first on Matt Nair on Air exclusive. Trucks, boats, polls, yard signs.
Can't vote.
I would even say, children.
Also cannot vote.
There you go.
Illegal citizens, people here illegally.
Yes.
Also cannot vote. They can't vote. No. So when I was thinking about polling, I contacted Dan Schaefer and I just said, can anyone start a polling company? Is there any kind of licensing? Is there any kind of requirement? Or can just anybody decide, Stan and Dan decide they're going to start integrity polling and just call five people and give those as their results? And he said, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
He said, you know, polling, when it's done well, is very expensive. And I don't doubt that because of the phone banking you have to do and the researching and the algorithms and all of the other things that are involved in polling.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that Stan and Dan's integrity polling and taxidermy can't come up with a poll and put it out on social media and some right-wing podcaster picks up on it and says, yes, we have the new integrity polling results. And so I guess I would encourage a little skepticism. Don't live and die by the polls.
Yeah.
And I understand we have 22 days left before we go to vote. People are worried. People are very invested.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's good.
Yeah.
But take this anxiety you might be feeling right now and put it into action. Call five of your friends.
Yep.
To make sure that they're registered to vote.
Get a plan for voting, folks.
Get a plan for voting. Maybe make a plan to drive someone to the poll with you.
Yeah.
You can still phone bank. You can still knock on doors.
Mm-hmm.
If you are feeling anxious, and I get it. I absolutely get it. Don't sit and stew in it. It's too easy. Take that anxiety and do something with it.
And if you're going to, and there's nothing wrong with looking at polling information. I think one of the reasons why we're so obsessed with polling is because we hear about it so much. And when we talk about it, it makes us seem more in the know than we actually are. I mean, we read a poll in a paper. We don't know the actual data.
Well, you got to look and see how many people did they contact, yeah, and where did they contact them and where were they living and all of that stuff. There's a lot involved in it.
There's a lot of nuance, but also if you're going to do that, if you're going to look at polling information, pick a couple that are reputable. Where do they come from? Are they nonprofits? Are they nonpartisan? What are the logistics? Because yes, an expensive poll,
a legitimate poll
is going to cost money. So they want to put out the best details possible versus whether it's an MSNBC poll or a new Fox poll or a Newsmax poll. The Marquette University Law School is a respected,
yes,
polling system.
And it's been around for a long time.
Exactly. So look at that stuff, think about it, but don't let it make you feel. I remember a caller saying they were listening to someone talking about polling data and that we had to just accept the fact that Donald Trump was going to be reelected.
No.
None of that is true.
No.
I don't have to accept anything for one thing. Second of all, we don't know. And if that makes you feel bad, make that plan to vote. Talk to your friends, especially the ones who are, I don't know, man.
Doesn't make any difference if I vote.
They're the same. It's the same size. It's same coin, two sides, whatever. It's not.
No, it's not. Especially not this time around.
No, not at all. So, yeah, as I agree with Jane. Anxiety sucks. I got it. I hate it. I have it right now. My stomach's all in knots because I saw like 40 Trump signs on one lawn the other day.
Signs don't vote.
Don't care. Still anxious.
And don't accept the results of Stan and Tan's integrity polling and taxidermy because I think that's questionable.
How did you find them, by the way?
I stumbled on them when I was doing a Google search.
You and that Google.
It might not actually be a thing. Shocking, I know. Reminder, next Friday, Civic Media will be covering and broadcasting the Senate debate between Democratic incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin and California guy Eric Hovde. This coming Friday, our coverage starts around 6:45, so make sure you join us this coming Friday night for the one and only, I believe, debate between Tammy Baldwin and, yes, Eric Hovde.
Yeah.
News is coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.